This is Pegging Him, a femdom story written by Molly Moore, read by Matt Johnson. It was there on the bed when I got back from dropping the kids at school. It's been placed very pointedly on the bed, a message left for me. She must have done it after I hustled our little tribe out of the door. We kissed goodbye on the drive and I headed off down the road, a child's hand firmly held in each of mine. Now I'm imagining her darting back into the house and sprinting back up the stairs to leave me this little note before finally getting into the car and heading off to work. To think, it has been there most of the morning while I've been working in my office and I didn't know it. I stand in the doorway to our bedroom. I only came in to get a jumper so I could hang the laundry out, but now I'm rooted to the spot. Held in the doorway by the sight before me. It takes me a few moments to realise I am holding my breath. I had no idea she had even bought it. We had talked about it quite a lot. My idea originally. I'd been tentative and shy at first, but in her usual style she had reacted with openness and interest, and so my worry that she would see me differently or be turned off by the idea of pegging me quickly dissipated. I sent her some pegging porn that I liked, at her request. And she returned the favour, sending me some she had found, asking me what bits of it worked for me and what didn't. One night in bed, in the small hours of the night, she had reached for me under the covers and slowly jerked me off, while she whispered about what it would be like. How she would take her time, fucking me slowly, deeply. The thought of my moans as she did turning her on. I came in her hand, grunting and spurting my jizz all over my belly. Afterwards, she had spread her legs. "Lick me," was all she said. And I did as she bid. But that had been weeks ago, and she had not mentioned pegging since. Until now, I guess. Leaving this on the bed for me to find was a pretty big mention, all things considered. I wanted to reach out and touch it, but also, well, it wasn't mine. It was hers, and I kind of knew she meant me to leave it there. Look but don't touch. A refrain I heard her use with the kids on many occasions, which now seemed to apply to me. I dither in the doorway, but then I remember why I came in and head over to the wardrobe to find my jumper. I hang out the laundry, but then I find myself back at my desk. I realise I've forgotten to get my lunch whilst I was downstairs. But instead of heading back to get it, I find myself leaning back in my chair, my hand reaching for the bulge in my pants. All I can think about is, what will it be like? And that thought makes my cock grow thick and heavy in my trousers. Just as I'm thinking of unzipping my fly, my phone pings. It could be anyone, but for some reason, I am absolutely sure it is her. "How is your day going?" A standard message from her. "I found it," I type back. "Oh good. I hope you didn't touch it," she writes back. "No." But before I can send it, she sends a follow-up. "Or yourself?" "No and no. Although I was thinking about the second one," I write back. "Well, don't. I mean, think about it all you like, but don't do it. Be a good boy now," she writes with a big smiley face emoji on the end. And then, "Remember, my mum is expecting the kids after school. I left their bags in the hall, so just drop them off with her. I will be back my usual time. Or maybe before. Or later." This time, the emoji is a devil face, and the thought of her grinning as she sends me these messages only serves to make my cock harden more. The rest of the afternoon is spent working. Actually, mostly pretending to work, while I clockwatch and try not to let my mind think too much about what is lying on the end of the bed, across the hall. Time seems to drag, but eventually the clock ticks round to 3 p.m. I log off from my computer and head out to pick up the smalls. I only work part-time while they're at school, so once I have dropped them at my mother-in-law's, I am free to, well, usually I would do things with them, after-school clubs or homework, clean the house, do more laundry, cook dinner, etc. But now the house is so peaceful, so empty. I drop my keys in the dish by the door and stand there. Again, I can feel the twitch in my cock as my mind instantly starts to imagine. Images of women pegging men fill my mind. All that pegging porn I've watched seems to flash before my eyes. Fuck. I need a distraction, I think to myself. By the time Sasha gets home from work, the house is probably the cleanest it's been in weeks. She stands in the kitchen and grins at me. "You seem to have been busy," she remarks. "Just using the kid-free time wisely," I reply. But she laughs in response, and I know she knows the truth. "I'm going to have a shower," she says. "When I'm done, I expect to find you in the bedroom, waiting for me." "What does that mean?" I call as she vanishes into the hallway and up the stairs. "Use your imagination," she calls back to me. I pull off the rubber gloves I'm wearing, fidget for a moment or two, then head up the stairs. When I get to our room, I realize the strap-on harness and slim gold pegging dildo that was there earlier are gone. For a moment, I wonder if I just imagined them, but I know I didn't. I know they were there, and now I can only assume they're in the bathroom with Sasha. "How does one wait for your first pegging?" I think to myself. Should I be naked? On all fours? On the bed? It feels wrong. Too much. Too clinical. So naked in bed then? Maybe. But that seems almost too shy and timid. So what? I cast my eye around the room. The chair. It's a big, soft, blue velvet chair that rarely gets sat in, but mostly seems to act as a place for us to throw our clothes at the end of the day. Today, it is miraculously clothes-free and waiting to be used for its proper purpose. I sit. Sasha looks. Well, words defeat me. Breathtaking, beautiful, proud, sexy as fuck. All she is wearing is the red and black strap-on harness, and the little gold cock sticks proudly out in front of her. I can tell from the way she walks and how she stops in front of the mirror and admires herself that this is not the first time she has worn this. I swallow and bite my lip to stop myself from moaning out loud. She turns to me, smiles, and comes to stand right in front of me. Her little cock bobbing in front of my face. "What do you think?" she asks. Yeah, amazing. You look amazing. But she interrupts me. "Are you hard?" Her question surprises me. I don't know why, but I just sit there open-mouthed staring up at her. "Show me. Take off your trousers," she says as she steps back into the room to give me space. I grip at my belt and the buttons of my trousers, my fingers fumbling in my hurry to rid myself of them. Eventually my trousers fall around my ankles. My cock strains against the fabric of my underpants. It is fairly clear that the answer to her question is a very definite yes. "Touch yourself," she says. I ease my pants down to join my trousers and somehow manage to step out of both without falling over. My cock points directly at her, and on the end, a tiny drop of pre-cum glistens. I wrap my fist round the shaft and slowly start to stroke myself. As I do, she mirrors my movements, her hand wrapped round her new shaft, following the movement of my own, and down, hovering for a moment around the head and then back to the base. Her eyes flit from my face to my cock, and I groan out loud. My balls ache between my thighs, and I know if I sped up the strokes of my hand even slightly, I would likely shoot my load all over the floor. "Do you want this?" she asks. I nod in reply. An urgent little bobbing of my head to confirm my consent. "Come here." And she reaches out a hand to me and draws me to the edge of the bed, and then she pushes me forward until I'm kneeling on all fours. "Turn round, face the mirror," she commands. "I want to be able to see your face this first time." Then she is kneeling behind. I watch in the mirror as she fiddles with the bottle of lube, pouring it first onto her glittery phallus and then on the crack of my arse. She briefly runs a finger over my arsehole, and I gasp as I feel it slip in me, but as quickly as it was there, it is gone again. But then she is leaning into my body. One hand on my arse cheek, the other grasping the dildo. She grins at me in the mirror as she pushes forward with her hips. In her eyes, I can see the excitement. She feels powerful, strong. I moan and push back against her. The dildo slides into me. I let out a little cry at the sensation. It is so surprising, so intense. She pauses, watching my face, but then she draws back and does it again, gliding the shaft back into the depth of my arse. Again, that little cry escapes my mouth. She laughs this time, and now she is finding a rhythm. She is fucking me. After all these years of me fucking her, she is now fucking me. The thought makes me gasp. "Tell me you like it," she says as she thrusts into me again and again. I more than like it," I manage to stammer out. "Do you want to come, like this, with me fucking you?" Again, that urgent little nod. "Do it then," she commands, and I reach down between my legs and grasp my cock in my hand. I pause, watching her in the mirror for a moment longer, knowing that if I touch myself, my orgasm will be upon me in moments, and I don't want it to be over. Not just yet. "Do it," she hisses. There will be time later for denial. And her words, what they mean, and the sight of her kneeling up on the bed behind me, fucking her silicone cock into me, is all I need. I pump my cock. Once, twice, then two more times in fast succession, and I come so hard that rather than it spraying on the bedclothes beneath me, it shoots up against my chest and stomach, clinging to the skin and hair before slowly starting to run and drip down. She eases out of me, and we both collapse on the bed together. I can smell her arousal, mingled with the scent of my own that still clings to my body. She is quiet for a moment, and then turns on her side and leans up to look down into my face. "Are you okay?" she asks. "Oh yes, very okay," I reply. "Good." There is another moment of silence, and I can tell she wants to say something else, that she's considering it. I wait and try to look encouraging. "I've been doing some reading, some research," she finally says. "Oh?" "Yeah, the pegging stuff led me to other things, and I found myself reading a lot about femdom stuff. You know what that is, right?" "Yes," I reply, but before she can carry on, I tag on the word, "Mom." She peers down at me, one eyebrow raised in question, but also a little smile starting to form on her lips. "I was going to suggest we talk about it, but actually, I've decided for tonight, we will just go with what feels right. Talking can start tomorrow?" It's definitely a question, even if it doesn't appear to be one. This time I nod slowly, and then I say again more confidently this time, "Yes, ma'am." She leans her head down toward me, and just before her lips find mine, she whispers, "Good boy." If you enjoyed this, you can find more of Molly's fabulous work at mollysdailykiss.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.